This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Morning, Mick.
Can't you tip me off? We're just us two talking right now.
I can maybe text you.
You didn't get the email?
I guess it didn't involve me then, did it?
Well, yes, it did.
This is
your last day.
Oh, this is it, huh?
Let's make it good. Yeah, we're going to make it the Spag Nation.
the Spag Nation. What jumped out of practice yesterday?
Well, a couple things. I think, first of all, Brett Maher hit 6 of 6 field goals from 33 through 48 yards. So he had an encouraging day after missing that short kick in the preseason game. They had a two-minute drill, and it really wasn't 2 minutes. I think it was like 56 seconds, and Dak Prescott drove him down, and with 7 seconds to go, hit Randall Cobb for a short touchdown. So another encouraging drill there. But discouraging is the fact that they cut practice 30 minutes short because, by my count, there were 20 guys either not practicing or got hurt during the practice, and they were just running out of bodies. And if you count Zeke missing, that was 21 of 90 guys not participating in practice yesterday.
Wow.
So they got a little bit of a problem. I don't know if Jim Maurer, the head trainer, thought it was funny when I asked him, does he need an addition to the training room here because he's got so many guys banged up. I would imagine that'll probably be close to the same thing again today and tomorrow. So they're probably not going to be taking a bunch of guys to Hawaii because they're unable to play. And it just kind of, you know, you don't want to overwork the guys in practice that are healthy, but there's going to be some new guys that you've never heard of probably showing up in that game just because they need bodies. So the latest were the two tight ends. Now, I don't think really anybody knew about it after the game, but Dalton Schultz and Blake Jarwin did not practice yesterday. Neither did Jalen Smith. He had a little bit of a knee deal, so I think they kind of gave him a break there and not send him out. And Jonvay Johnson suffered a shoulder injury, left practice, and they were going to examine it, get a scope on it, and see what indeed was going on. So, yeah, the healthy bodies were very limited, it seemed like, in practice. So I think Jason Garrett made a good call there and not overwork the guys that were able to practice.
The Vikings traded a fifth-round pick for the Ravens kicker, backup kicker or whatever. That means it's probably not a good future for Dan Bailey. If Dan Bailey was available tomorrow, would you prefer him over Maher?
I don't know that they'll go down that road again. I did not ask that question, but just from the reasons that I think they let Dan go, and he didn't exactly have a good season last year. It was average by his basis. I just don't know that they would go that way. And again, they traded for this guy, but he's going to have to win the job. And I see where, you know, and the Bears are still trying to figure out their kicking thing. And they were like, oh, they outbid us for that guy. I think the Vikings gave up a fifth round pick. So, yeah, and that's kind of an indication to me that availability of credible guys out there in free agency is not very good if you had to go out and try to trade for a kicker on another team. So I think they're going to ride this and just see how it goes and, you know, and just keep working with him and trying to get him to improve on those short kicks that he seems to. And it's really weird. I don't know what happens on those short kicks because usually the longer ones he's pretty good at. And it's those short ones that
it's like the
seem
guy
to
who
give
can
him trouble.
Drive but not chip.
Yeah.
He can hit the driver.
But you know, the chip shot is the extra point, and that scares you because those got to be automatic. And I know they're 33 yards now, but still, you got to make those. And usually, when it's a miss, it's not like a close miss. Sometimes he just kind of yanks one, and gosh, you just can't have that. So,
what type of guy is he?
You know, he's really nice. He's not like a young guy that's just getting started. I believe he's like 28 years old. He's kicked in Canada. He's been to different NFL camps, as a free agent, and just never latched on. And he was telling me this year he felt better going into this season because it's the first time in the off season he wasn't working to try to get a tryout with some team, that he felt like, I can concentrate on getting stronger, because I think he felt like he faded last year, and maybe it was just as much kicking as he ever has done, especially after you spend the off season trying to win a job. And now that he had a job, he could work on his strength, and he didn't have to overkick in the off season. And he said he felt the best he's ever felt, and then he kind of struggles a little bit. But, I was reading what Nagy was saying in Chicago. He said, from a kicking standpoint, we want them to be perfect, and nobody's perfect. And I get that. You'd just like to be unperfect at making about, high 80% of your kicks. And you know what? The other thing is Dan Bailey probably spoiled us with those string of great seasons he had, because he rarely missed, and it didn't matter where he was kicking from. And if you look at what Maher did last year, he was pretty good from 50 yards and out. So he just got to sharpen up on the – I don't know if it's a concentration thing or what, but they just can't miss those short kicks. That's what scares you.
And Dan Bailey last year, 21 of 28, not good at 75%. The other day at Viking practice, he went 3 for 6. He has been struggling. Mickey Spagnuolo brought to you by Ford.
Mickey, obviously everybody's focusing on Dak Prescott and the contract demands that we heard reported yesterday. What was your reaction to the report that he had requested $40 million, that he turned down 30, all of it?
Well, if any of it's accurate, then he's not getting a new contract this year.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just pretty simple, right?
Oh, yeah. We know what this is about, though.
Right. There's a lot of posturing going on by agents out there. And until somebody puts their name on this stuff, I'm very skeptical of how accurate it is. It's like people are just throwing stuff out there, and I don't think any of it causes the Cowboys to have sleepless nights that this isn't going to get done. And if you remember, I think I said it yesterday, Jerry said, he goes, he's not terrified by having Dak play into the final, through his final year of the contract without a new one. So if they're asking for 40, it ain't getting done. And if 30 doesn't suit themselves, then it ain't getting done.
And I'm not in for saying, hey, you're at 40, I'm at 30, let's do 35. Right. I need you closer to 30.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, it's all about, like I've been saying, just tell me what the guarantee is. Don't tell me what the package is you're asking for. Tell me what you want guaranteed. And then we can kind of sink into this and say we can figure out where the negotiations are. I'm always skeptical of those numbers getting. Look, I spent a lot of time in training camps in the late 80s and through the 90s covering contract negotiations. We'd go to training camp, and half my time in training camp was covering contract negotiation. It was the worst thing in the world because everybody's trying to use you, right? And you got to sit there and go, okay, now where's the truth in all this? And what are they trying to, use me for, to try to negotiate in the media? So, yeah, it's a tough business. I know everybody wants to be first with these stories, but at some point, I think you have, if you write them, you got to be reasonable of how you present the whatever rumor you've got or whatever plant somebody's trying to use you for, and try to get to the truth of these things. But I still think they all get settled at some point, and nobody misses a paycheck. And he's got a paycheck, so there's no pressure on them to get a new deal, right? There's really no pressure on the Cowboys to get a new deal for Zeke. Yeah. He's under contract. So to me, the one that there's probably pressure on, and we hear nothing about it, is Amari Cooper, who's in the last year of his deal.
And Amari himself has spoken about, you know, being willing to play on this deal and try to earn it. I mean, he's said several times that he's willing to try to earn his place as one of the highest paid wide receivers in the league. On the Amari Cooper situation, Mick, he's been out now for over a week with a heel injury that we were told by the Cowboys was not a very serious issue. Do you expect we'll see him back on the practice field sometime this week? Do you think he might get some game action this weekend? Or is it still too early to say where Amari Cooper is with that heel recovery?
My guess is that he doesn't play in the game on Saturday, meaning he doesn't practice the rest of the week. And then when they get back to the Star on Monday, I think you're going to start seeing a bunch of guys getting back in the swing of things. He seems to be inching closer to getting back there, and it's more of a ligament deal in his heel. You know, everybody's been reporting it was a bruise, and I was told, no, it was a little bit more than that. So I think they're slow playing this. I think if he had to practice, he could, but there's no sense rushing him back. They understand his importance to be totally healthy. So in that case, if he doesn't practice today, then he's not practicing the next 2 days, and, you know, see you at the Star on Monday. I think some guys like Tyrone Crawford might be taken off the PUP list and get back into practice. I think they're going to slow play DeMarcus Lawrence still. Byron Jones still has a ways to go. So those are kind of the main guys that are out there. Zach Martin, maybe when we get back to the Star, they'll start getting some of these guys back into practice. I was trying to see if anybody else of note would get back into practice. Sean Lee probably could, but they're not going to overly work him. They want him definitely to be ready for the start of the season.
Thank you, Mick. Appreciate it.
Okay, I'll be staying tuned to that big announcement.
2:40.
All right, got it. It's 12:40 here, right? I finally got the conversion accurate.
Finally, you've been out there for a month. Thanks, Mick.
See ya.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.